as we welcome in our dear friend from CSN Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up? Not much for me, but yesterday a pretty scary incident with Jose Alguacil. I know you guys were all over the story last night, and the Giants Media Relations Department did a good job of updating everybody. But what's the latest that you hear downstairs?
I believe he's out of the hospital, so it's good news. We've seen it, and I saw you tweeting about this yesterday. It's really close to the plate there. And that was a scary moment. That's as bad as I've seen on the field in terms of somebody in the dugout or somebody alongside the dugout being hit. So the fact that I think everything for the most part was good news. Obviously, he had surgery, a broken nose, a pretty deep laceration from what I understand. But it sounds like his sunglasses might have saved him a little bit because it kind of hit him right between the eyes and the sunglasses took a lot of the blow.
Yeah. Sean Dunston will be the first base coach. Bruce Bochy told me that this morning. That's for the next couple of weeks till he's back on the field. Is that what you heard as well?
Yeah, I think we'll see when Augie's back here. And anybody who knows him knows he's probably doing well already and a very enthusiastic guy. And he'll be missed in camp while he's gone. But it sounds like, you know, they got good news. And like we say, we're in early March here. So plenty of time for him to recover and get back out here and get ready for opening day.
All right, Alex Pavlovich with us on Twitter and, of course, on Periscope. Matt Chisholm, nice enough to allow us to do the show here in his office. Matt, you want to wave to the millions watching on Periscope today? Thank you. There we go. Very good. All right. Madison Bumgarner today, what do you expect pitching-wise out of him? 3 innings, 60 pitches, 50? Where are we with him?
I guess probably around 3 innings. It's so weird when Bum starts in spring training now. It's kind of like, you know, the last time we saw him, it's in the postseason. It's doing what he does. And we've had a hard time coming up with things to ask him after these because it is, like, it doesn't matter at all. He's going to be the opening day starter. He's going to make 33 starts, 34. If they go back to the wild card game, he's going to pitch that game. If they go, you know, so it, for him, I just think that the magnitude of everything else he does, it makes these, like, really weird. But it is the Royals today, so at least maybe that'll be a little bit more interesting. And certainly, you know, Ned Yost, last time he saw him, I think he told him, I'm glad I don't have to see you again. And then 2 days later, he saw him in Game 7. So it should give us something, some sort of storyline.
Well, I always like him against Salvador Perez. You know, that's still an image that I have in my mind. Yesterday was a pop-up between Belt and the catcher that fell. If Pablo was here, he would have caught that ball.
Yeah, you think he's going to throw him a high fastball today?
I don't think so. The team hasn't scored in a couple of days. Shutout yesterday, a run on Friday. On Twitter, as you could see my account here, we get a lot of questions. What's up with the offense? Anything to comment on?
You know, Crawford and Posey are playing a lot, and I think those two guys are trying to get their swing locked in for the WBC, and neither one of them is really where they want to be at. But there are guys here. Joe Panik's been swinging a hot bat. There are other guys. Chris Morero, to me, has every at-bat he has been good. But it's just, you know, the nature of spring. I think we're seeing some of the bigger names are off to a slow start here, and the prospects haven't hit a whole lot with the exception of the first couple of days. We saw Arroyo a little bit. But the other guys, I think, at times have not
Parker's
had a good spring.
Yeah, so Parker slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, it just all happened at once. And you know, Bruce Bochy, he did a sponsors thing last night with us for Comcast. And he said if you know, as he was talking about, if it's good, you talk about how much it means. If it's bad, you talk about how spring training's meaningless. So right now they're in a stretch where the last week has been meaningless.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bumgarner today, Melanson has been a very pleasant surprise. 9 up, 9 down for him. He comes to work, so to speak.
He's been unbelievable, and he, same thing yesterday, he's talking about how he's making fun of closers who go out there and try to get strikeouts and saying, I want every at-bat over in 3 pitches or less, and I think we've seen that. I mean, he is a professional by every stretch, and he takes these outings seriously, and we've seen it. It's he's overmatching guys right now, and if you're the Giants, you have to be pretty happy. I mean, this was the day Casilla showed up for the A's over there. That's the big story over in Mesa, and the Giants have their guy. He's been here. They had him from day one. He's made an impact in the clubhouse, I think, and on the field. I mean, he looks like the same guy we've seen before, which is really one of the 3 or 4 best relievers in baseball. So there's a lot of things that are going to happen over the next month, but early indications are that one, at least this year, is going to work out very well.
Corey Guerin is pitching today. and maybe under the radar just a little bit. You know, I assume he's on the team. I mean, can we assume that?
I kind of do, but I also, you know, you do understand that there are guys who are maybe not, there are guys who are not a lock in that position. And if somebody else were to make this team, if some reliever over the next month surprised us and an on-roster guy made the team, or if they do something different here or there, he's one of the guys who's not necessarily completely locked in. So I think he is. I want to say probably about 90%, but you never know. I think just the makeup of that bullpen, we know obviously that Melanson, we know what Contos is at the front end. We know Derek Law and Hunter Strickland probably in the seventh and eighth. So you do start to get down the line with some of these other guys in terms of where they fit. But Giants like their inventory. They like Corey, obviously. What he did the first 2 months was huge last year. So I've got to think that he is on the team. But
and he's had good command down here. I think the slider is back for him. I know his arm tired. You know, it's going to be different this year with these guys. They're not going to overwork them. They're going to use that 10-day DL. That's why Brian Morris is here. Even Sitton, you know, the left-hander. I know he gave up the home run yesterday to Lorenzo Cain, but there are some situational people. Neil Ramirez can be another one that we may see up here.
Yeah, he's thrown well. You know? And one thing Corey does is, I was talking to one of his teammates about this the other day, is it's just a different look, and when you have all these guys who are over the top, and then Corey comes in, it just gives you something different, and he's not going to be your over-the-top right-hander who throws 97. It's a much different look, and that was one thing Romo did, and I think that was something that worked well. It's hard to adjust when you're facing a typical right-hander, and then you have Lopez come in, and then Romo coming, throwing a totally different style than just about anybody else in baseball. So Corey does have that, and I think that'll help him.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Alex with us, Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. What's new on the podcast this week? What's coming up? You know, you're getting to be like me now. You do these long interviews. I like this.
I know. I have to plan things out now. I know your whole week is so. Yeah. I have my whole spring kind of planned out. The last one, I think, was Jimmy Rollins.
I'm going to talk with him today.
Jimmy's outstanding. Obviously a future in TV when he's done here, but he's done TV already. So that one was fun. Connor Gillespie is the next one, I think, that I will post. We talked a lot about your guy, Ron Wotus, and what Connor has done defensively, I think, is something that's been overlooked a little bit. We all know what he did in the postseason, but the fact that he was able to get to a position where not only was he trusted to be a defensive third baseman in those spots, but also was a positive for him, I think. You know, we saw the last week or two, he really made some tough plays. Remember him tumbling over the railing there. So this is a guy who he was known as a defensive liability, and he's a grinder. Ron Wotus is a grinder, and you put them together, and I think it was pretty cool last year to see how much better he got defensively over the course of the year.
Well, they're two grinders that can catch grounders.
Yeah, that's all they do.
That's a joke. That was good.
You can add that to your
video. I got a smile out of it. Very good. And that's on
it's
Periscope,
too. It's early
for
me. You know, it's
that's on Periscope.
What is it? 12th. It's still early for me today.
Very good. The National League. And we were talking about this earlier in the show, you know, these over-unders for wins. You know, there's only about five or six teams, you know, that they consider playoff teams. What happened to the parity of the National League? My goodness. It's really something.
Yeah, you know, you have the Cubs, obviously, at the top. I think the Dodgers are just the depth they have and some of the kids they have coming and Bellinger and these guys who are just going to keep filling in. And, you know, we saw Jock here the other night hit a home run, and it's a reminder, Jock's like 24. So they have these guys who have been up forever, and they're still young. So I think those two teams, talent-wise, are up there. The Giants with what they've done and the rotation they have. And then, yeah, it is like there's not a – probably Washington and New York.
Well, the Mets, I think, are the one team to watch out for because the pitchers look like they're coming back. Harvey pitches today and Matt's tomorrow. But the Cardinals, 83 wins. Pittsburgh, 82 wins. And
I don't put a whole lot of stock in those predictions, but I do think there is something to it. It is pretty top-heavy right now. And to me, the most interesting thing about this season in the National League is going to be teams like Colorado. I mean, are they going to you know, there are other teams in that mix who are kind of getting there, but you never know when they're going to make the jump. I know guys in the clubhouse the other day were talking about the Phillies and how much they liked the way Philadelphia played last year, and they have obviously a ton of kids on the way. So somebody will jump up there and somebody will get in that mix, and one of those teams that's supposed to be really good will probably win 84 games. But it is right now going into the season, you could probably all the prediction columns, I think, that we'll see come out. I don't think there's going to be a lot of mystery about which five teams they choose to be in the postseason.
No, Paul White was with us yesterday, formerly of USA Today, and he was talking about the Phillies just as you did.
Yeah, I remember Jake Peavy last year after one of his starts, and he kind of pulled the media back and said, hey, I want you guys to just want to get this on record. I want you guys to write this. Like, we really were impressed by how hard they played, and I think they showed that when they came into AT&T Park. They gave the Giants everything they could handle, and we could see it on the field. I mean, it was a young team, not a whole lot of talent there yet, but they're playing the right way. They play hard.
They have a bullpen.
And they have a ton of kids on the way. So one of those teams at some point is going to break through. Maybe we'll see a Shelby Miller, I guess, that's throwing 99 again.
Come on,
so
how
maybe,
about that? I said 97 then. It was not. I wasn't exactly sure, but it was 99.
That's what they're saying. So maybe they jump back into it. But those teams all have, to me, we sit in camp here and we go, what are they going to do in left field? What are they going to do with the 25th spot?
Right.
What do we spend all this time talking about the fourth right-hander. There are a lot of teams out there that are talking about, like, who are our four and five starters. So that's the tough part. And when you have the Giants and the Cubs and these teams that are set, it makes it more difficult for those teams.
You think the coaches and managers will be sitting in their usual spot, or do you think maybe yesterday was a lesson?
Well, there's no chairs out there right now, so I don't think so. I think
it'd be interesting.
First, it's like too soon, but I don't think they should in general. I mean, they're grown men. They're going to make their decision. I know it's a different vantage point for them. It's one of those things we see down here. You have guys running sprints in the outfield in the fourth inning. It's just spring training's different, and
it's
there
casual.
Are things that and that's one of those things. But I mean, we've talked about this before. Anybody who's ever even sat behind the dugout, it's you can't look at your phone. You're going to get smoked. Like, it's right there, and those guys are even twice as close. So yesterday was probably 15 yards away from the plate, and just a check swing, and it's tough. I think. I wouldn't be surprised if Major League Baseball at some point soon kind of, talks to these teams and says, let's not do that. That's just that's a bad way to get somebody hurt.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the coaches' positioning now. There's some rules now where they have to be near the box and all that stuff. No one's doing it yet, but we'll see how that's going to come about. Well, I appreciate you being on.
No problem.
And we'll catch your podcasts and catch up with you this week. You got a vacation coming up pretty soon, don't you?
Yeah, I think like another week.
Yeah, good
so
for
tomorrow
you.
Tomorrow morning, Connor Gillespie. Download
it. All right.
Five
stars. Podcast. How's he feeling, by the way? Because he said his arm was hurting
good.
A little bit.
I think it's minor, so... But obviously, they have two third basemen right now. Neither one of them is throwing, so it's not ideal. But, again, March 5th.
All right.
So.
Alex, I appreciate it. Alex Pavlovich of CSN Bay Area. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.